Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Friday, October 30th, 2009. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be live, of course, for the full 4 hours today. We'll simulcast the last 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv and Living Color in the streaming live video for all the great members over there. We have our once-a-week visit with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster coming up 2 hours from now. And we're going to have open phones and cover all of the important news and information in front of me. And you're welcome to call them with any news item or piece of news locally that didn't make the national news that you think is important. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Before I go through the stack of news that I will later detail, what do you think of my idea to go ahead and draft Ron Paul to run for 2012 and to have him announce sooner rather than later so he can get the jump on all the other candidates and start expanding the already giant in the Fed slash Tea Party movement against both parties and the private banking cartel that illegally and unlawfully and fraudulently rules this nation and much of the planet. We'll also discuss the continued dropping in the dollar and what's happening with the stock market. We now have the 1,900-page health care bill. It is a consortium of the other five bills. It has all of the bad provisions. It has the public health forced option, the federal takeover of health care. It has the death panels. It's all there. By the minute news reports are coming out, analyzing different subsections of it, it is worse than even we thought it would be, just like the climate tax, greenhouse gas tax, global government tax they passed in the House, set to pass in the Senate in the next month, unless a miracle happens, was worse than we even thought once we got a copy. No one got a copy until 10 minutes before the vote, and Minority Leader Bonner out of Michigan sat there and did a rare House filibuster. Only a House leader can filibuster in the House. Senate filibuster is much stronger. And so he sat there reading subsection after subsection for approximately an hour. Same thing on this bad boy. They are just now bringing it out and then trying to force a vote very, very quickly on it when people have a lot of trouble reading it. But at least this time we will have some time to see the final bona fide bill, all 1,900 nightmare pages of it. So I would hope that you would want to pop in and give us your take on that as well today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I have a bunch of other really important big announcements today as well. So please stay with us for the transmission today, or if you're busy at work, you can also listen to the free podcast. Just subscribe to that and the listen link up at the top of InfoWars.com. Click there and you can find all the different ways to listen to us on the AM and FM shortwave satellite. And, of course, the live streams, the retransmitted streams, and the podcast that 200,000-plus people subscribe to every single day. That is continuing to grow. Very, very excited about the podcast. People can listen how they want, when they want, where they want, and create their own archives or share it with others. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just click on the listen link, and it takes you to the listen page with all the different options that you have there. We're always trying to add new options and new functions and more functionality for you, our wonderful listeners. Big broadcast lined up today on this Friday edition, and I want to get back into what we covered at the end of the show yesterday. Over in England, city councils are banning parents being with their children in public unless they're government certified with a license. This is the beginning of removing all children from their parents, and they're trying to launch similar programs here in the United States. This is World Government. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All Republican of Texas, he ran for president this past election. He's here to react to what we just heard. Concerning health care, Mr. Moore believes that universal health care is everyone's right, threatens that the Democrats will lose seats if they don't support it. What's your stand on this, Congressman?
I think it's a fallacy to say that people have a right to somebody else's services. Now, you have a right to your life, and you have a right to your liberty, and you have a right to earn a living. You ought to have a right to keep it, but you have a responsibility to take care of yourself. But you don't have a right to get something from government, because government has nothing, so government has to take it from somebody and give it to you. So it's a failed policy. It is, a form of socialism, and socialism doesn't work. It leads to a big kind of
problem. If you have no money and you fall down on the street with a heart attack, you have no money, no one should take care of you? The government should not provide an ambulance or treat you?
No, but we don't have a history in this country of that happening, even before government started managing health care. I practiced medicine in both circumstances in the early 60s. We didn't have managed care, and I worked in a Catholic hospital. I made $3 an hour, and nobody was ever turned away. And there were many, many church hospitals, and you had Shriner hospitals, and a lot of free care was given. Today, even with managed care, they complain about, somebody doesn't have health insurance, and somebody's going to die because they don't have health insurance. But really, people don't get turned away. I mean, accidents happen. Man's imperfect. But for the most part, anybody, including anybody illegal, can go to the emergency room, and they always get taken care of. They just don't get thrown out in the street.
Are you saying you like the current system?
No, I probably dislike it as much as Michael Moore does. But he's complaining about it being part of capitalism. It has nothing to do with capitalism. This is corporatism. The corporations, I agree with him. Corporations run things. The drug companies lobby us. The insurance companies lobby us. And hospital management companies lobby us. The AMA lobby us. And that's all managed care. And we have a system where money and bigness influences the government. But that's corporatism. That's not capitalism. What we want are free markets.
Okay, how do you change that?
Allow free markets to work. There's an example of free markets, and I might have even heard it on CNN today, of the example of somebody that was going to be charged $100,000 for surgery, and they went to Singapore and got it for $25,000. And the main reason they gave why they could afford to do it was that they didn't have horrendous malpractice payments to make, and there was a market. There was a market mechanism. So the patients are leaving this country. They're going to India. But that's the market working. So we have put our charity hospitals out of business. At the same time, because of inflation and management and all the mischief of government, we have pushed these prices up. Pumping money into a system doesn't improve quality. It increases prices. Look at our educational system.
Linda.
We pump in money, prices go up. The quality of education go up. The quality of medicine has not gone up by just pumping more money into it.
Lyndon Johnson once said the probable answer is that a government's going to have to be half capitalistic and half socialistic. You have to have some. Social Security is socialism. You have to take care of those who don't have. Pure capitalism can't work. Would you agree with that?
No, not really. It's sort of like I practice OBGYN. I never could tell my patient they had a touch of pregnancy. And, you're either pregnant or you're not. You either have government intervention messing up the markets or you don't. You either believe in freedom and believe in voluntary choices. I mean, just look at this disaster with the swine flu vaccine. They take over the whole project. We pump in billions of dollars, and they come up with shortages. No, the distribution is lousy, and they're talking about forcing people to take them in places like New York. And nobody's even proved that it's necessary yet. We have still a lot of deaths from ordinary flu, far surpassing swine flu. So central economic planning in anything fails, and especially in medicine, it fails.
But, Congressman, everyone online getting it who's getting it free is not standing there complaining about government involvement.
Yeah, but I have a daughter that practices medicine, and I was talking to her about it, and she says, oh, yeah, Dad, I can give shots, and it's for free, but we don't have anything. So when something is free and you don't have it, it's irrelevant. And some of the people who don't want it are being forced to take it. We have lost our faith and confidence in understanding how free markets work. We turned it upside down by saying anytime corporations get benefits, we call it capitalism and freedom, and it's corporatism. It's the military-industrial complex. It's all the special interests. And this is where Michael Moore gets it all wrong. He works, he believes diligently in free markets because he believes in the First Amendment. He believes in making films. He doesn't believe in prior restraints. So why should he condemn capitalism because he's condemning corporatism. I condemn it too. Special privileges of corporation is
maybe
a big problem.
Maybe it's semantics. More with Congressman Paul right after the break. Don't go away.
And capitalism as it's defined now has completely not only failed, well, it hasn't really failed the rich. It's actually helped them. The wealthiest 1% now have more financial wealth than the bottom 95% combined. So it's a really good system for a few people.
Hi, Ron, do you disagree with that statistic that Michael Moore just pointed out?
No, and I complain about it as much as he does, but I think I understand it differently, because when a country embarks on deficit financing and inflationism, you wipe out the middle class, and wealth is transferred from the middle class and the poor to the rich. And when we get into trouble, then the corporations, once again, who are in control, they come for their bailout, and they get the benefits, and the little people don't. So, yes, there is some truth to that, but it's the failure of the free market to exist. That is our problem. It isn't the fact that we don't have enough government. We have way too much government. The government created this monster. If he doesn't like what we have, he has to look at what we've been doing for 30 or 40 years. It's called interventionism. It's called Keynesianism. It's called inflationism. It's called big government. That's the problem.
Here's what Michael Moore said about Afghanistan. I'll ask Congressman Paul what he thinks about the war there. Watch.
Al-Qaeda has left there. They booked out of the neighborhood, Larry. They're long gone, okay? They're in Pakistan. They're in parts of Africa. They're elsewhere in the Middle East. You know, they're here in the U.S. I mean, they're a real internet operation now, as Matthew Hull, this State Department individual who resigned last month over the Afghanistan policy, you should go on online and read his letter of resignation. You'll see he explains it very clearly that if we want to deal with Al-Qaeda, the last place we need to be right now is in Afghanistan. That's just a crazy, crazy-making place. It's unwinnable. It's immoral. It's illegal. It's wrong. And what is our CIA doing paying the brother of the president of Afghanistan who's involved in this opium trade that's funding the Taliban? I mean, when does this stop?
Congressman, you're a strong critic of Iraq. Are you a critic of the Afghanistan policy as well?
Yeah, I sure am. My position is we shouldn't have gone in and we should just come home. But earlier on, Michael was saying that he was hopeful and sympathetic to what Obama was doing. I don't think he's quite willing to criticize Obama like Bush, but I am. And yes, there have been a token effort of bringing some troops home from Iraq. Iraq is a mess, but at the same time, we're sending in contractors to replace the troops, paying them a lot more money, subsidizing the military-industrial complex, and Obama ought to be condemned for that.
I wanted to play part of that interview. We've got it linked up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Headline, Ron Paul versus Michael Moore. That's why he should be our president in 2012. He is the true populist. He is the true constitutionalist. He can succinctly, with the facts, as a degreed doctor and as an award-winning economist, and he's been on the banking committee forever, lay out what we're really facing and dealing with on the economy, with the private banking takeover, with the government takeover of healthcare, with all of it. He cuts right through the hypocrisy and points out that on the war front, Obama took 50,000 troops out of Iraq when he'd been in office 3 months. Then he put 20,000 more combat troops back in, so that's a cut of 30. And then put 50,000 in and contractors. So that's a 20,000 troop increase. And I've been using the number 50 for Iraq. I was just reading some numbers last night that they've actually put in another 10,000 contractors on top of the 50 and another 10,000 troops. So total, pretty soon they're going to be up to 100,000 more people in Iraq than were there. There are 300,000 international U.S. and Afghan troops inside Afghanistan. 300,000, according to the Pentagon, outnumbering the so-called Taliban. That's anybody that grows opium and doesn't pay their cut to the CIA and the big U.S. banks and British banks. 12-1. And Obama has put more than 40,000 more U.S. troops into Afghanistan in the last 10 months, but the media has made the whole spectacle about, will he put 48,000 more in? Will he have this giant escalation when he's already escalated? And he's put more contractors into Afghanistan. I mean, this guy is expanding both the wars, going into Pakistan, a new war, with drone attacks 3 or 4 times a week, killing people, stirring up the natives. And then right out in the open, the New York Times and everybody else reports, oh, yeah, the number one opium producer is the brother of Mohammed Karzai. And our government is helping grow the majority of the opium. Just right out in the open, they just throw it out there. Decades ago, they would deny that our government was involved in narcotics trafficking. Now they just kind of admit it in a sideways way and just go, that's just the way it is. But see, under Ron Paul, we decriminalize opium, like several European countries have done, and drug use of opiates, it goes down by more than 50% within a couple years. Because all the money leaves it, and then there's no reason for there to be dealers everywhere pushing it, because there's not a lot of money in it. But then we wouldn't have this military-industrial complex setting up a domestic police state under the smokescreen of the drug war and building all these private prisons that are owned by the big banks that launder the drug money.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Look, I'm just going to go ahead and go to your phone calls right now. Then I'm getting into the 1,900-page health care bill. It has it all. The public option, the death panels, the penalties on not getting insurance, the liability protection for the insurance companies. They wrote the bill. They brag in public statements. Meanwhile, when Pelosi got called a Nazi yesterday in her press conference, she said, "Thank you, insurance companies," and giggled, knowing that her moron followers would believe it. There's also a Times of London article where a top pro greenhouse gas emission weather climate change advocate admits that they've been lying and exaggerating what's happening to the planet, so that's discrediting them. And they show on there, as one example, a picture of the Arctic, the northern ice cap of the planet that sits above Russia and the United States and Canada, and how they, for school children and on national news for the childlike public, show photos of the Arctic in the winter from the 1970s, and then they show photos of the Arctic in the summer from 2008 and say, look, it's a lot smaller. And from the 70s, it's almost melted. They don't tell you that that's normal and that it expands in the winter. It's those type of parlor shop tricks, akin to something you'd see at an old-fashioned carnival with con artist or a magician. I saw a few weeks ago Bill Maher's show on HBO, and he showed a dust storm in Australia, red dust in the air that blows in from the central part of the country that's desert. And I've read a lot of books about Australia and the pioneers and the convicts that were dropped off there by the British ships, the slave colonies they had, and all the descriptions of the dust storms that blew through every year. Doesn't matter. He just says, look, the end of the world. This is global warming. This is what our planet will look like if we don't pass all these greenhouse laws. And they show you a polar bear out on an ice floe and say, oh, look, he can't swim. He's stranded. The ice broke off and he's going to die. They don't tell you it's out there hunting seals or that it's normal every spring and summer for upwards of 30% of the Arctic and Antarctic to break off and float around. There's always been icebergs. The news will show a big 20-mile-wide iceberg floating around and say, look at this giant iceberg. Ships are going to hit it. The whole Arctic and Antarctic are breaking off. There's always been icebergs in the north and south floating around, endangering shipping. It always happens. But they can show people a photo of it during the summer and say, look, it's melting. They don't show you a winter photograph, but it expands. We've played on the TV show here for viewers and posted on InfoWars and Prison Planet many times satellite time lapses where they've taken satellite photos and put them together over the last 30 years, and the ice caps get big in the winter, small in the summer, and they grow and contract. They grow and shrink. Polar bears can swim. They like to swim. Strongest land swimmer. And I know I talk about this a lot. It's just, it's so incredible to have the government admit they grow the opium and ship it into the country. And they're still going to put you in prison if you're dumb enough to be caught with it. Unless you're Rush Limbaugh taking a synthetic opium, and then it's okay. Oxycontin. He still says put anybody caught with cocaine or heroin in prison. 5-year, 10-year sentences, first offense. But he's okay taking 100 Oxycontin a day. See, I understand the guy did hurt his back and got addicted. And I feel sorry for him. Except that he's a big, fat, disgusting hypocrite and makes me want to throw up. I don't judge Rush Limbaugh for getting addicted to pain pills and going deaf from it. Literally ate his nerves and his middle ear. That's what it does. But I do blame him saying, if you're caught with illegal drugs, which their molecules are almost identical to the stuff he's taking, because it's a black market drug, you need to be thrown in prison. You see, the drug war makes it be a nasty business, makes it have prostitution and violence involved and huge profits for the gangbangers. And sure, the criminals will go find some other business if you decriminalize drugs. And I certainly don't like drugs. I don't like Ritalin, Prozac, heroin, cocaine. I don't like marijuana. The marijuana heads always get mad at me when I say that. Some people can smoke pot and get away with it, but a lot of people, it ruins their lives. I know it has a lot of medical uses, but I am for decriminalizing it. But don't expect me to sit here and get on some bandwagon about how great marijuana is. And don't expect me to get up here on a bandwagon about how great alcohol is. Alcohol ruins a lot of lives and screws up a lot of people. Can some people drink responsibly? Yes. Most people can't. Am I for decriminalizing alcohol? No, I don't want it to be illegal. Because alcoholism tripled during Prohibition.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tails around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Most people still today think that all entertainment to do with movies, drama, is therefore nothing more than their entertainment. It never, ever was that case.
Throughout history, social engineers have refined techniques designed to control large populations.
It is bringing entertainment to thousands of people, right in the comfort of our own homes.
You're actually in an alpha state, being completely downloaded with new ideas.
A cult of personality can be manufactured to influence the masses.
Nobody will question what he's doing. They'll be so preoccupied with where he is or what he's wearing.
Yes, we can.
The idea of making him into a celebrity.
Eventually, he said, they will expect the media to do all their thinking and reasoning for them. That's happened today.
The scientific dictatorship understands what makes human beings tick, and they're using it against us.
These cells are scanned by a stream of electrons, completing 30 pictures a second.
It's hard for people like that to take a serious interest in what their elected officials are doing. They've been programmed.
It's Obama's role to front for the international banking syndicate.
Barack Obama is a puppet of the New World Order.
Is this some sort of New World Order?
The New World Order is emerging.
For the first time in history, we really have this new form of an empire.
The average man and woman is in a trance. They get home from work. They don't even talk to their children. They turn the television on. And they let those corporate messages set the agenda in their lives.
You got time to watch baseball. You got time to entertain yourself. But a knowledgeable public we're losing.
Kill your television, or at least turn it off a few hours a day. The children aren't even playing in your front yards anymore.
We don't want to live under a world government of the corporations, by the corporations, and for the corporations.
Fall of the Republic. Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. Obama is the latest version of 21st century mass mind control. Available on DVD at Infowars.com and online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Fall of the Republic. I want to go over this article Paul Watson wrote, and we're going directly to Frank, Karen, Daniel, Sam, James, and others. Fall of the Republic. Millions of people worldwide take the red pill and choose to awaken. Paul Joseph Watson, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. This is a call to action. I am requesting that all of our wonderful activist listeners take action and email this article that has embedded in it, Fall of the Republic, in its entirety, in decent quality, for free. The best encode we found is, again, the director's channel, Change the Channel, on YouTube. The entire 2-hour, 24-minute film is free. Please, this is not Pearls Before Swine. This film cost me $200,000 and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to produce. It is the most powerful documentary I have ever made. Let me read this article from Paul Joseph Watson. Fall of the Republic has exploded onto the Internet as millions of people worldwide take the red pill in the first week since its release and discover the antidote to the establishment's lies about what caused the financial collapse and their agenda to deceptively claim that empowering the very culprits of the crime will solve the problem. As America is frog-marched into a tyrannical system of world government, the consequences of the Obama deception receiving tens of millions of views earlier this year and growing manifested in the form of a key contribution to the burgeoning grassroots resistance that has dominated 2009. A nationwide movement against the big government agenda as the globalists attempt to use their new frontman, Barack Hussein Obama, to rapidly accelerate their new world order. Now we are calling on you, the Info Warrior, to help us make Fall of the Republic go viral. It already has gone viral, but mega viral. And in doing so, dismantle the contrived perception that only by surrendering to nightmare levels of regulation and centralized control, bossed by an ultra-powerful architecture of global government, will we avoid another Great Depression. Fall of the Republic has the potential to outstrip even the Obama deception in reaching millions more people. And early indications, just over a week after the film was released, are that this is indeed happening and greater than we even expected. The YouTube version below has already received over 300,000 views of over 1,000 versions up there. It's over 2 million views. The YouTube version below has already received over 300,000 views, and this is just one of thousands of different versions that are floating around the web. Fall of the Republic will be devastating for the globalists and their agenda to impose a world economic order and the cap-and-trade scam, but only if you play your part in getting this information out to the world. The film has already unlocked minds on a massive scale and is smashing the phony left-right control system. We have chosen to publicize and encourage the circulation of the following version because it is encoded in the highest possible quality that YouTube allows. Still nothing compared to PrisonPlanet.tv. And the full video is all in one place rather than being broken up into different chunks. Please grab the following link and spread it to the four corners of the internet. In allegorical terms, this simple URL represents a devastating virus that can infect the mainframe operating system of the New World Order technological enslavement system. Fall of the Republic, in full, is embedded below. This is a call to action. The battle plan for getting Fall of the Republic out to as many people as possible comprises the following forms of activism. Here is your mission if you choose to accept it. Create your own video review of Fall of the Republic and post it on YouTube, pointing people to where they can view the film for free. And there's a particular video that's gotten more than 12,000 views in the last day that we linked to. In fact, I'm going to ask Paul to add that here as an example, where he has the computer screen, the room is dark, the computer screen to the side of him, and he plays a short clip of what he thinks is the best and most informative part of the film as a teaser. Then he comments on it and then reviews the film. Very effective. Create your own video review of Fall of the Republic and post it to YouTube, pointing people to where they can view the film for free. Call into talk radio and tell people they can watch Fall of the Republic free on YouTube. Get the DVD and make copies. Hand them out in your local community. And that is so important because I didn't really expect during the civil emergency that I told you 4 months ago Obama was going to declare over flu, because the UN said he was going to. I didn't really expect the White House and Homeland Security to openly say, we may shut down the web and only allow you to go to our sites. But that's now in the Associated Press and Reuters. That doesn't mean they're going to do that, but they may. They're more bold than I thought. But they're certainly breaking the ice and testing the waters and selling that idea that during emergencies they're going to shut. And folks, the UN now controls, along with DARPA, the ICANN registry. They can shut down the entire web and only let you go to one site if they want and redirect everything there. This is stated fact. And they're now saying they may do this. You know, 4 or 5 months ago, his Cybersecurity Act, now in the Senate, they stated in the headlines, Obama takes over the Internet for the safety of the Internet. During emergencies, they may take over the web. I mean, you better get the DVD and make copies of it, because that's low tech. It's the highest quality, but low tech, they can't stop you from getting it out that way. We did the whole Obama Joker operation as an example of what just this activist audience could do, printing up Obama Socialist, Obama Fascist, ObamaInfoWars.com. People say, why is it fascist or socialist? It's all command and control, depending on your perspective, whether he's socialist or fascist. It's all different varieties of the same creature. And it was on hundreds of TV stations, national TV, Japanese TV, German, British. It was huge. You saw it all. I mean, there were scores of TV and newspaper articles every day. And then they would demonize people putting them up, and so people rebelled and put even more up, and they finally had to back down. You can do that. If they shut the web off, you can just print up flyers. It's devastating. I mean, the more they shut things down, the more people are going to seek out your information. And I've been doing all of this to show you your power, ladies and gentlemen. The solution is not Alex Jones or even Ron Paul. The solution is you standing up. All right, let me finish the article, and I'm going directly to your calls. Create your own video review of Fall of the Republic and post it to YouTube, pointing people to where they can view the film for free. Call into talk radio and tell people that they can watch Fall of the Republic free on YouTube. Get the DVD and make copies, hand them out in your local community. Download the high-quality DivX version at PrisonPlanet.tv and make CD copies that are playable on DVD players and in computers and hand them out in your neighborhood. Send the YouTube link out to your email list. Post it on forums and bulletin boards across the web. Hold DVD viewing parties and invite neighbors around to watch the film. Rent local cinema screens and broadcast the movie for free. Some would suggest that we are undercutting our own operation and publicizing where people can watch Fall of the Republic in its entirety for free. The entire project behind producing the film costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, but the information contained in the movie is so important to communicate, and the times are so perilous. It's all happening right now. The New World Order takeover is happening right now, that we want as many people to see this documentary as possible. Whether they pay for it or not, this is not our mission to make money. Our mission is to get the word out, make enough money to continue and expand our operation. We're able to do that thanks to the PrisonPlanet.tv members and the people that do buy the DVDs and our radio sponsors. And I want to thank you as being our partners in this. However, we do need your support to allow us to continue to expose the globalists, and this is why we ask those who can afford to buy the DVD and make copies or subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month, the cost of 2 cups of coffee, where you can watch all of my films in high quality, as well as access daily archives of the live radio show and the live TV show. You can also watch live streaming video of the TV show as well, simulcasting with the radio. Then we have what people are saying about Fall of the Republic under that, and a final call to action. A super high-quality version comparatively for YouTube. It's very good encode. This particular director channel does with it. That's great. We don't even know how to upload stuff this good to YouTube. It's a real art form of how you upload it and how you do it and how your pixels are compressed by their system. It's super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, but regardless, this is a really good copy. It changed the channel. And there are some other channels that even have more views that it isn't that high quality, but that's fine. The point is, this is the link. This is the link we need. I want 10 million views in a month. I don't want 4 million 100,000 like the Change the Channel version has for Obama deception right now. I want 10 million. And you can do that. If you pay it forward, send the link out, tell everyone about it. Please take action. Go get this article, Fall of the Republic, millions of people worldwide, take the red pill, and get it out to everyone with the embedded video. Please take action. I want to see this explode. You've seen the power of the Obama deception, the power of Endgame, the power of Terror Storm, the power of Truth Rising, the power of Loose Change Final Cut that I produced. Now let's see the power of Fall of the Republic, the power of the people. This is my greatest work. It is a weapon, a sword of truth forged in the furnaces as I stood over it with hammer and tongs slamming through the night with the sparks flying to create this weapon, the greatest weapon I've ever created against the globalist. And now I give this to you to wield on the fields of battle. Like Vulcan, I stand in the volcano's mouth hammering the next sword. Who knows what my destiny is, if we'll release the next film, if I'll be here next month. I pray I will, and I hope I will. But this weapon is now released and is now part of history and part of destiny. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank in Florida. Frank, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my question goes back to the topic of children. What is your opinion about the idea of a newlywed couple birthing their kid in their home and hiding it from society, which means no shot in the hospital, no SS card, no public school, etc.? Is anyone doing this? It's just an idea, and I was wondering what your opinion was for people who have their first children.
Well, I mean, you kind of put it like they're hiding them in a cage. And no, I'm not for that, but there are millions of people every year now with midwives and with nurses, and if they rarely need to, they go to the doctor if there's any problem. That's the way we were all born until the last 60 years ago. My great-grandmother, Mama Jones, had 7 children, and they were all born at home. And every once in a while, the doctor needed to be called. He could ride a horse over or drive over there in Teague, Texas. But absolutely. I mean, I have people working in my office who've had multiple people that work in my office who've had their children at home and have had less complications than my wife, we've had all our children in the hospital. That's the bottom line. And it's not hiding them from society to not give them cancer viruses. I mean, the German army won't take them, won't take the flu shot. I think people should have a top midwife there. I mean, it's their choice to make. I've chosen to have children in the hospital because I knew the doctor. And still, the induction nurse, the head nurse every time sits there and asks my wife questions about, do we have money? Am I mean to her? you know, they're not saying you're in a police interview, not saying you have a right to remain silent. You know, the nurse still sits there preying on us, but we know that and just laugh at her. But that's how America operates. But you make the decision for yourself.
So it's okay to just totally ignore the school thing and homeschool them the way I want. And
well, I mean, it's okay. I mean, one of my uncles raised four children in homeschool, and they're all making more money on average than the average person. Several of them got full scholarships. One of them is moving into a position to be a high-level executive at IBM. The big corporations headhunt for homeschoolers because they're not all screwed up. They have the highest scores of any group. 4.0s are routine. They win all the international spelling bees, all of them. I've never seen one they haven't won. The homeschoolers are the creme de la creme. Just like Andrew Jackson was raised at home, and Abraham Lincoln was raised at home, and just like George Washington was raised at home, and Thomas Jefferson was raised at home, and Benjamin Franklin was raised at home. And then once they've learned reading, writing, and arithmetic and science, once they've been given the desire and the love affair with reading, they are then at 12 or 13 sent to be an apprentice of a lawyer or a blacksmith or a silversmith or a doctor or a barber or a writer. I mean, that's what built this country, not government education. The more money you put into education, the more you drive up the price and dumb everybody down. It's a fact. And the establishment knows this. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Now, homeschooling is not for everybody, but they plan to bankrupt society, so you're forced to put your children in school and then after-school programs and 12 months a year so that the state raises your children. This is stated in thousands of textbooks.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Continuing with your phone calls, at the bottom of the next hour, a giant news blitz. The so-called death panel measure survives in the House bill, and the public government takeover option as well. This 1,900-page abomination is worse than we even first thought when analyzing the five bills that have now been integrated into this nightmare. The insurance companies wrote the bill, contrary to controlled left lies. Let's go ahead and talk to Karen in Oregon. Karen, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for everything you do to help the rest of us wake up.
It's my mission. Thank you.
Well, I've called because I really believe, Alex, that we have to come together in order to stop this criminal dominant minority, and that's what I'm calling him from now on. Because the more I say that, I mean, it's true. They are the criminal dominant minority. And I believe that we can stop them with an economic boycott on the 15th of every month. Don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. I want to encourage people to not buy anything at all on the 15th of the month, and don't buy into official government-sponsored propaganda. Don't comply by rolling up their sleeves for the shot, and don't comply by keeping their money in the bank. Take your money out of the bank on the 15th of the month and then ask why. Pick up the phone and call Congress. Ask them why they're not printing and valuing their money without interest and without debt. Bob Schultz from the We the People Foundation says that he believes an economic boycott is going to be necessary. I'm hoping that people will go to taxholiday2009.net and look over our plan and start supporting Bob Schultz, who wants to restore the Constitution.
We've had Bob on, Karen, and I appreciate your call. All of this is important. Talking to people at the grocery store checkout line, talking to people at church, just getting the buzz of liberty going. It's already a crescendo, but we need to intensify that and redouble that. But expanding on that, Karen, every time I send Aaron Dykes and Rob Due or Rob Jacobson or Jason Douglas or other camera guys out to different parts of the country to do interviews or to show the collapse of Detroit, the fall of Detroit, the TSA asks, what are these cameras? And they say, they're cameras. Well, what are they for? Well, and they get in their face. And coming back out of Canada, they're going to be on the last 30 minutes of the show today, covering their police state adventures. They got held for 3 or 4 hours at the border until they could get a hold of us at the office, until we could dig out the original receipts for the two $5,500 cameras. They're not even that expensive of cameras. You know, they're decent high-def prosumer. A professional camera is like $20,000. These are prosumer. And they said, you've stolen these, and we're going to basically arrest you. And they said, no, we crossed the border. We did interviews. We're back. And they said, you must see, you're guilty until proven innocent. They said, you may have stolen these. Are you looking for somebody who stole something? And they said, no. And so they got a hold of us. We had to dig it out, fax it to them, and they still barely let them go. Then they were going through another airport, and they said they had big signs up saying, here are the body scanners for your safety. And they were putting them in the naked body scanners that record a 360 view of your naked body, genitalia, everything. And Rob Due and Aaron said no. And they said no politely to their gods. And one of the gods, one of the new leaders of the planet, grabbed Aaron by the arm. A big guy started grabbing him, saying, you will go in there. And Aaron said, no, you're not going to show my naked body. And the guy said, oh, that's not what it does. Bull. They brag. It's a biometric scan of your whole body. It's a clearer image than the naked eye. When I look at someone naked, I don't see their pores. This makes every pore stand out. And a lot of people are saying, it's like when you go to Disney World and they want you to face scan and thumbprint to get in. Say no. Or when the grocery store wants you to thumbprint to buy food. You got to say no to this, ladies and gentlemen. And in America, they think they're supposed to put their filthy hands on you when you say, look, you're not putting me in your Nazi machine. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.